Are you interested in connecting with your loved ones? Do you think that you have heightened intuition and don't know how to connect with it or express it? Are you interested in expanding your consciousness and opening up to new layers of your potential, defining your meaning? Do you have burning questions about who you are, why you're here, and what you're meant to do? Well, guess what? You're in the right place. My name is Amanda Rieger Green. I'm a psychic medium, a spiritual intuitive, a numerologist, and host of the Soul Sessions podcast. We invite you to get curious. I'm hosting a live event in Austin, Texas, and I would love for you to come. Come meet your tribe, connect with your people, raise and shift your vibration, ask your questions, get live mediumship readings. Join us. Tickets are on sale. soulpathology.com/tickets. It'll be a night to remember. May 7th, Austin, Texas.
A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, so a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista, or maybe even a photographer, or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. All right, so I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have, especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14-karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148, so that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And today's quote is from Sarah Blakely. Do you know who that is?
Should I?
Well, she invented Spanx.
Oh, I don't know her.
Well, she used to sell fax machines door to door, and then she had the idea for Spanx, and she drew it up in her mind and went and like got the patent, took it to different hosiery factories, and was trying to get them to do it. And they're like, no. Like, she was trying to get the control top that are in pantyhose, but with like no feet, like take the feet part out. And people are like, yeah, no, we're going to do that. And finally she found a place that did. And it's like, well, didn't they make the right decision? Because I'm pretty sure she's a billionaire now or something. And she certainly has expanded beyond that and has all kinds of clothes now. But I saw this quote posted on Instagram and I really liked it. So here you go. What you don't know can be your greatest asset if you let it. If you are thinking, I have an idea and I want to start, but I don't know how it's supposed to be done, that's your gift. If you don't know how it's supposed to be done, that will ensure that you will do it differently. Real innovation only happens when you do it differently than everyone else has been doing it. Don't let it intimidate you because it's really your greatest gift.
Oh, I love that. Because it gives a little bit of permission to do it in a way that makes sense for you versus the right way.
I really like it too. And honestly, I love her story. I think you would like her entire story. And Guy Raz did such a good job with her on his podcast, How I Built This. So definitely listen to that. And I don't know that I follow her on Instagram, but I guess she must pop up in my suggested. And I always feel like very encouraged after I see her stuff. So maybe I should give her the old
Is she follow. Still own the company?
I believe so.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how it's all divvied up.
Yeah.
But I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she probably could have sold it for like a lot. Maybe she's still a part of it in a way. I'm not sure. Well, let me ask you, is there a way that you think you do things differently as a therapist, especially like a young one?
You think I'm young?
I do.
Oh, thank you.
I think you're very young too to own your own practice. You have therapists that work like under your umbrella.
Yeah.
And you were way ahead of things. I feel like you kind of just,
you know,
got after it.
I met with another therapist recently who's looking to go out on her own eventually. And she wanted to just kind of pick my brain. And she was asking about my story and how I did things. And I told her, I was like, I don't know if this is going to be helpful for you, but I kind of got to where I am because I didn't know where I was going. Like, I didn't have a 5-year plan and I didn't have a business plan. Things just kind of, I got an idea and I would go with it. And the reason I ended up bringing people into my practice wasn't because I wanted a group practice. It was because I met people who were looking to do something similar and they needed some help and guidance. And I was like, oh, I like you. Like it just developed that way. The podcast started as like an accident. I was just kind of wanted to do something for fun. And then I kept doing it. I quit my job to start my practice. I told her, I said, if I would have known how hard it was going to be, I wouldn't have done it. And I'm very thankful. I just went out on a whim. And what I didn't know was so helpful because I think I would have been really scared and I felt really excited.
Boom, you're Sarah Blakely, you're Spanx.
I'm going to be a billionaire.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're laughing at that, but like obviously success isn't determined by a dollar number like that because every profession is different. And I think that what you just shared is going to be encouraging to so many people that might be wanting to take a leap of faith, but it's not necessarily like a Spanx type idea.
Yeah. Well, and there's a billion ways to be a therapist and have a practice and run a practice. So if I were to go around and try to model directly after somebody else, it might not work for the same goals that I have. And I think with business, a lot of times you think money, 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 but obviously most therapists don't go into being a therapist to get rich. So the business aspect has always been secondary to me, which I'm sure some people are like, that's dumb. But to me, it's not.
Yeah, and your ignorance about what that might look like was a gift.
My ignorance of how I think financially fruitful my practice could be is a blessing because then it's like, oh, this I could be making this amount of money. If I don't know that, then I don't really care. And so I can keep doing what I want to do with the goals and the values in the forefront.
Which You Need Therapy, your podcast, just put out some fun merch. And you do that just as like a fun thing because that's something you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And I love that one of the sweatshirts says, have the day you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Need is circled.
Yeah. I was telling Patrick about that because he asked, he was like, did people buy some of your merch today when I put it up? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, but remember, we're not making any money off of this. This is just like a fun part of the process and a way I get to interact with listeners too. When I like send them the package, because I'm doing it myself, I can write a little note in there. I designed them and got them made on my own. I tried to have somebody do it. It was too difficult. And so, yeah, if I knew how fruitful selling merch could be, I probably maybe would be doing it differently. But right now I like the way that I'm doing it.
I think that that's encouraging to people. And I like that that's the advice that you gave that girl that asked you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sarah's advice is great too, which leads me into this list of the worst self-help advice you can receive. There's a lot of advice circling us at all times, speaking of, because social media, it's everywhere. I'm sure that's annoying as a therapist, because you pull up social media and it's like everybody thinks there's a therapist. I mean, honestly, that's why I love having you here on The Fit Thing, is because when we do take questions from listeners, we go over emails or we've got the voicemail. I was like, I am not equipped to answer some of these things at all. So bringing you in for that was like the original idea behind having you here, but also it's just fun to have you as a friend and a co-host and to bounce things off of. But then also if something serious comes up, I'm like, hey, we good? I got a licensed therapist here. She got all kinds of letters after her name. So don't sue me. because I know I'm not an expert at all, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, but Lord knows I have. But we'll just go over the worst self-help advice you can receive. Okay, we'll start with this one. You should never give up. And that's one of those things where it's like, things can have an expiration date. You can be done with something.
I always tell people you're allowed to change your mind whenever you want.
I like that. All right, the next one. If you want it done right, do it yourself.
Ooh,
how do you feel about that?
If you want it done the way you would do it yourself. But it doesn't necessarily mean that's the only right way.
I feel like micromanage some things at times, and I need to not.
Yeah.
Because who knows if I'm squashing some new innovative way or better way to do something because I'm trying to control the situation.
Yeah, that message is allowing people to maintain the control they want, and sometimes the best thing is for people to let go of that.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't feel like I'm some control freak, but I guess in my mind, there are certain instances in a workspace where I can be a little micromanagey. And also even at home, like with how the laundry's done. I like it to be done a certain way. And like with my kids, like how are they going to really learn how to do it right if I always step in and like, you know, I'll go, like if I just do it, it'll just get done faster. And then they're missing out on opportunity to do it, which who knows if their way was really even bad, but I just like it precise. It turns out better.
I was going to say, what do you mean the right way? Because the way they might fold their towels can be different.
Which has a fold. It's like, how much detergent are we putting in and which detergent concoction are we doing? Because sometimes
you're trying to avoid any like missteps or inconveniences, or that's what I hear in that, is I am trying to avoid those avoidable mistakes when sometimes those just need to happen.
Yeah.
And they're okay.
Right. And like loading the dishwasher, stuff that really just doesn't matter. Okay. Like just let
You said you're not a control freak?
I really don't think I am. Is this something I need to work through?
I'm scared to load the dishwasher at your house.
Okay, another one. Find your purpose. Now, it's not that this advice is unhelpful, but saying find your purpose is like telling someone, be happy, create a $1 billion company. And it's like, well, great, but how?
Who wrote Eat, Pray, Love? Elizabeth Gilbert. Have you heard her Super Soul Sunday talk from years ago?
No.
She told a story about how she used to go around talking and doing like huge motivational talks about finding your purpose. And one day somebody emailed her after one of her talks and said, I've never felt worse than I felt after I listened to your talk. And she said, it sounds great and dandy and it sounds like it worked for you, but it's really hard to go live your passion and your purpose when you don't know what that is. And Elizabeth was talking about how she was like, I felt so bad, but it also led me to realize that there are people that have this one specific purpose and passion and they follow that. And she calls those the jackhammers. And then she said there's this other type of human that she calls the hummingbird. And she was like, they go over here and they do something. And then they go over here and they do something. They do a little thing over there. She was like, and they cross-pollinate. And without these hummingbirds, we would not have much of what it is that we need today, because the jackhammers are just head down one direction moving forward. And it was, I think, a really nice way for people who probably think like, I don't know what my purpose is. well, maybe it's because you don't have just one and you're supposed to be here for a little bit and you're supposed to let yourself go here for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's bouncing around and figuring out what gives you the most energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that can sort of equal where your passion is. And it might mean that you keep trying new things till you find that one, or you keep trying all these things until you're like, oh, look at all these things
that I do
give me energy.
Yeah.
And that help me feel good and will equal your passion or passions, which will ultimately hopefully lead to happiness. What about no pain, no gain?
It sounds like something somebody said to me in high school, like at a soccer game or something.
Like I used to have a shirt with that on it from like, I don't know, youth group or something.
That was your youth group shirt?
Good things come to those who wait.
Sometimes they do, but sometimes...
Yeah, I was like, wait, I feel like that is good advice because I think sometimes you need the time and you have to wait and practice patience. I guess it doesn't mean that good things are going to come.
It might set somebody up like, for disappointment.
I feel like there was a quote I saw the other day that was like, it was some meme about like good things or things always work out for me or something like that.
Oh,
and it's like, but
they don't
for everybody.
Yeah.
That's not always the case. And then time heals all wounds. And I feel like that is such a cliche thing that is often said, which again, if you're patient, maybe the wounds will start to heal. But I think what we want to look for is operating from a space of scars, not wounds. So yes, the wound will hopefully get healed. Brandi Wilson was on my podcast last year and she talked about that. That's when I was like, oh, I love this statement so much. And I love looking at life that way and different hurts and pains and wounds because we can keep that wound open and who knows, then it's at risk for infection and all these other things. If you look at it that way to continue that metaphor and it just can get really icky and gross. Or we can put in the work to start to heal it. But it doesn't mean that we're not reminded of it. We can't look at it and see that it was there, that it's impacted us in all types of ways, good and bad. But it's a scar, and it just may not bother us as much because it's not open and all. Ugh.
It might be healed, but it's not disappeared.
When it's
you
like,
can forget about it. Yeah. I think that time heals all wounds sends a message that give it time and this will go away when it might not ever go away.
Right. It also makes me think of Megan Devine's journal cover for her grief journal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a girl with a backpack. And wounds or grief or whatever it is that you're carrying around, it just may be how it's sitting on your back or it may feel heavier some days than other, but the backpack's always there.
Mm-hmm.
And just how do you want to carry it? Y'all, speaking of wounds, I'm about to itch my chest off right now.
Yeah.
Like I have this rash on my chest and it flares up and then it goes away. Have I told you about
it? Yes. Yeah.
But sometimes it's not like it was not there when you first got here today.
No, but does this happen around your period?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I say that, but I feel like I'm always on my period.
Oh.
But also, whenever you first got to my house, it wasn't there. And then I ate some cookies. I'm starting to think, am I allergic to something?
Oh.
I don't know. I might need to do one of those elimination things or start to really journal when my chest starts to itch and flare up. What have I just eaten?
And are you stressed?
I don't feel stressed right now.
Okay.
I feel like I was enjoying that cookie, having a good time.
Oh my gosh, what if you're allergic to peanut butter?
Or could be gluten. I'm trying to think what else is in a cookie. Because I ate the chocolate chip cookie and the peanut butter cookie. And whatever that cinnamony one was.
I liked that one.
Maybe I'm allergic to cinnamon. Like right now, honestly, it feels like 10 mosquitoes just came and bit my chest.
Oh.
And it's like, I can't even barely concentrate. That's why I keep looking at you and I'm like... And I'm poking my chest with my fingernails.
Your hands up your shirt.
I do. Yes. And I'm like trying to just get some relief. Like I'm going to have to go downstairs when we get done and I'll put anti-itch cream all over my chest. And that's what I have to do like every other day. Can you see? Is it really red?
Oh, yeah. It's, yes. There is a rash on it.
Ugh. I'm telling you. Sorry, I just pulled my shirt.
Too bad this isn't a video.
Kat, where can people find you?
On Instagram at kat.defada and at unitherapypodcast.
And I am at Radio Amy. You can also call and leave us a voicemail, 877-207-2077. And Kat, unitherapypodcast.com?
Yep.
Okay. Have the day you need to have. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.